This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Federal budget cuts from the so-called sequester may not have fulfilled the worst economic predictions, at least yet, but the next 2 weeks pose a new test as the Department of Defense orders 650,000 civilian workers to save $1.8 billion by taking time off without pay. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Sean Hackbarth works in congressional affairs for the Pentagon, and for him, the furlough's impact is pretty clear. Half a month's paycheck.
We all still, you know, love serving and doing our jobs, but it's still, we kind of feel like the sacrificial lambs in this whole thing. You know, a cut in pay can mean a car payment or rent.
And that can have ripple effects, says Lawrence Michel with the Economic Policy Institute.
These people are not actually losing their jobs, but they are not shopping in the local supermarket. Or at the drugstore or buying clothes.
The Pentagon has tried to soften the fallout of the sequester's biggest budget cuts. It trimmed the number and length of furloughs and pushed them back into the summer. Jim Roberts with the Heritage Foundation is no fan of the sequester, but he's not sure furloughs will drag down the economy.
There may be some areas of the country where they may be felt, although I don't think this will have as large an impact as some complain that it might.
Except, of course, for the 650,000 civilians who will lose up to half month's pay. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.